Gregory Peck, one of the last great movie stars of Hollywood's golden age, has died. He was 87 years old, and his spokesman says, quote, "He just sort of ran his course and died of old age." Pat Dowell has this appreciation.
He was born Eldred Gregory Peck, a name he once said his mother picked out of a telephone book. He acted for the first time at the University of California in a stage adaptation of Moby Dick. Later, he played Captain Ahab in the 1956 movie. And a television adaptation of Moby Dick featured Peck's last performance in 1998. In between, he appeared in more than 50 movies and was nominated 5 times for the Best Actor Oscar, which he won for the 1962 film To Kill a Mockingbird. Peck plays a Southern lawyer who defends a black man in Depression-era Alabama. He explains to his little girl that he must.
There's been some high talk around town to the effect that I shouldn't do much about defending this man.
If you shouldn't be defending him, then why are you doing it?
For a number of reasons. The main one is that if I didn't, I couldn't hold my head up in town.
Atticus Finch was Peck's favorite role. It's the kind of character he played in many movies, such as Gentleman's Agreement, made in 1947, about a magazine reporter trying to expose anti-Semitism in America, and 12 O'Clock High, a tough 1950 portrait of World War II pilots cracking under the strain of combat. Peck's characters established a benchmark in integrity on screen, says Gary Fishkill, who wrote Gregory Peck, a biography.
What Peck excelled at as a film actor was projecting a very specific kind of quality, a man who was in control, a man who knew who he was and what he wanted, and above all, a man of principle who was willing to do whatever it took.
Peck off-screen was also known as a man devoted to his principles. He was active in liberal politics, active enough to land on President Richard Nixon's enemies list. During Peck's tenure as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, he tried to make the organization and the industry more relevant to the turbulent times. In 1968, he took the stage to begin the Oscar telecast, which he had pushed to delay out of respect for the just-assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Society has always been reflected in its art. And one measure of Dr. King's influence on the society we live in is that of the 5 films nominated for Best Picture of the Year, 2 dealt with the subject of understanding between the races.
Gregory Peck brought the same commitment to the profession of acting, says biographer Gary Fishkill.
Peck, who was a graduate of the Neighborhood Playhouse, a training school for actors in New York, took acting very seriously. He prided himself on being an actor and on doing those things that the craft demanded, and that really kind of set him apart from his peers in that generation.
In a 1987 NPR interview, Peck explained the method style of acting that he'd studied as a young man.
The emotion is the music, and the script is the libretto. That is really the basis of what's known as the method, or acting out of emotional truth. Those kind of actors let the exterior take care of itself, feeling that it will be right, look right, and sound right if they've got a grasp on the emotional truth below the lines. I had that training, and I've always felt that when I was right on, it was probably because I followed those principles, either consciously or subconsciously. A very close emotional identification with the role.
Gregory Peck died overnight at his home in Los Angeles. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
This is NPR National Public Radio.